March 21st. Dear you, there's a certain feeling embedded within me, a void almost. To describe this with the best of my abilities, it's a sort of apathetic, dark feeling that lurks inside me, all the while consuming my mind and my soul. Surely it does provide me with a strange sense of warm comfort, but fear trails not far behind. I can feel it grow as days, months, and even years pass by. It creates this distressing, ominous feeling that I can't help but allow it to take control and spread, this dark, negative feeling. However, I give it credit for making me think critically and wisely. This continuous void stirring inside me allowed me to establish a barrier against weakness, stupidity, and a low tolerance for bullshit, actually. I suppose you can say that the void made me stronger in a sense, where I try to comfort myself by saying whatever is happening is stupid and won't really matter in the future. However, I realized the same thinking pushed me to a point where I developed apathy towards nearly everything. My feelings are no longer crystal clear and appear to be muddled with a mix of emotions just indescribable to the English language. My desires and motives are now this thin sheet of ice ready to break at any moment. At this point in time, it's like I'm on the edge of falling into nothingness and climbing out of the deep hole life has dug for me to be buried in. It's a confusing and complex reality with several alternate dimensions occurring at once within me. Now that I think about it, kind of like Marvel. Do you remember those days when we discussed? Though, over the years, I've developed a double-edged immunity to any tragedy that occurs in my life. It opened my eyes and forced me to change my perspective on things. I was hurt, of course, but it was then I started to build thick barriers. You know, develop thick skin. Time and time again, after going through several unsuccessful friendships that proved to be toxic, I learned not to trust anymore. To trust anyone. It's impossible to talk about my problems or be reliant on anyone, since eventually everyone will leave you. There's that high possibility of the friendship ending or them leaving. So I keep it to myself. The more barriers I build, the more I isolate myself. Is it good? Yes. In the sense that I no longer have to worry about being hurt, for the most part. and no. In the sense that I push people away in the times that I need someone the most. It's this hate-love sort of relationship with the way I am now. In comparison to my past self, I suppose I like the me right now. You know, older, less of a dumbass, more straightforward, and no longer giving any sort of fucks. Although, admittedly, there'll always be a part of me that's still a young, stupid dumbass. However, as I grow from the foolish, dumb mistakes I make, I learn more about myself. I grow. I'm smarter and I make better decisions. As years go by, I continue to change in every aspect. Whether it be for the best or the worst. It makes me wonder, would you have left me too? Would you like the way I am now? Sincerely, me.